Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Welcome along. It's a Friday morning episode. We are back in our respective rigs. We've been touring for the last few days and doing other things. We might talk about the other thing that we did a bit later on. I don't think it's a secret, is it?
No.
We'll talk about that in a bit. But we're back in our respective rigs. As we've just been saying to each other, we are now back on Civvy Street. We are regular Joes once again. The bright lights have faded from the live shows that we did. And the adulation has died down. And thanks to everyone that came along, because it was fucking great, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was brilliant. It was
missing it. I sense some mournfulness in your voice there.
No, luckily it's been quite busy since I got back. So,
you know. Nice.
It's what with one thing and another, you know. So it's a distraction. It's good to remain distracted.
Yeah. You don't want to slip into some kind of torpor.
Never be alone with your own thoughts for too long, because they will hurt you.
They will begin to fester and take over and consume you.
They will
eventually.
So you know, yeah. I've got things to do. Like, you know, for instance, I'm going to the dental hygienist this morning.
Oh right, was that a deliberate thing to put that in to sort of like re-enter society?
It
by
was
doing
yeah.
something like that.
Well, it's an interesting situation with the dental hygienist, if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
I've been going to the same dentist for many years. And there was a hygienist there, and she left, like, about 6 months ago. And she told me she was leaving, and she told me that she was starting up her own practice.
Right.
And I was like, oh, best of luck with it. And anyway, she's been tapping me up on Twitter on direct messages. I mean, this is not the sort of conduct you would usually expect from a dental hygienist. It's a bit rogue. I like it. I'm not criticising it, but usually they're by the book sort of people. They're medical professionals. But she's been
tapping. Well, as we know, with medical professionals, they would never behave in a...
They'd never take to social media to be
to further their cause or anything like that,
But she... she's been tapping me up. She's been DMing me, going, do you want to come to the new practice? I don't know if this contravenes the terms of her departure from the original dentist.
Well, exactly, data protection and all that, innit? GDPR.
I asked her how much she was charging and whether she could... and I thought... Because at first I thought, nah, I've got loyalty to the other lot. And I thought, nah, she's a pretty good hygienist. And she... but then I thought, well, you know, let's see if I can knock her down a bit so I've knocked her down. I've said, I will only come if you better the price that you know I am paying at the other place. Mm-hmm. She's done that. And then when she still didn't receive a final confirmation from me, she sent me the real, the one that sealed the deal, a message saying, hi, Sam, hope the tour is going well with Top Flight Time Machine.
Nice touch.
She's done a bit of research.
Yeah,
good. When you go to the dentist or the dental hygienist, you sort of think, all I am to this person is a mouth, gums, and some teeth.
Yeah, a workplace.
Exactly. Like, my mouth is her foundry.
Yeah.
Right?
Your teeth are her lathe.
When she looks downwards, because I'll be lying flat and she'll be looking straight down into my gob, I always think of that sort of pit that they tried to throw Luke Skywalker into in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called, but you know the one, Jabba's big pit in the desert. And I think that's probably what my mouth looks like from above with my tongue.
Is it not called Jabba's big pit?
Yeah, that's it.
Send it into Daniel's big pit. Jacob, chuck him in my big pit.
I've got I used to have a Lego Jabba's Big Pit.
Did you?
Nah. I did have a Lego Jabba's Palace once. It was actually my daughter's, but it was one of those situations where I think I bought it for her a bit too young.
Yeah,
and so obviously
dealers.
It was just for me. And there was a period where me and my wife, instead of watching Netflix or whatever most couples do together, we'd spent a long period just staying up at night after our daughter had gone to bed when she was quite young and just building Jabba's Palace
Doing
out
Jabba's
of Lego.
Palace.
It's really good. Really good sort of part of a marriage, that. Anyway, that is the beginning, the middle, and the end of my uninteresting dental hygienist story. She undercut her. She did her research to show that she knew I was a human, a three-dimensional human with a life of his own, not just some teeth and some badly diseased gums, right? I was more than that. And so that's what I'm going to... I suppose one of the points of me telling it is to show the listeners that, yeah, we were out on the road, living it large, like, you know, what would we be like, sort of Led Zeppelin in the 70s?
Flying around
on a jumbo jet to, like, you know, thousands of adoring fans. But now I'm just like any other cunt. I'm back having to have my gums scraped clean by a Polish woman, you know, and that's just the way it goes.
I think it's good that she's done that because, you know, you're reassured because not only are you getting the service you used to get, at a reduced price,
yeah,
she's also going to have invested in brand new equipment. So
that's what she's been telling me. That's part of her pitch. She's told me that it's state of the art stuff around at the new place, and she says I'm going to be wowed by it. So I'm actually quite looking forward to it. I mean, I quite like the dentist because it's quite relaxing, isn't it? You just lie there. You don't have to
switch off, don't you? Yeah. As long as you don't mind a little bit of pain.
It's like going to the hairdressers, which obviously I don't do anymore, but without the sort of need to chat.
Yeah.
You know me, sometimes I like a chat, but some days I'm not in the mood. And the good thing about dentists is there's no pressure because you can't even if you wanted to.
You can't speak. No, that's true. I might book in for a session myself next time I'm down there.
You see, I've made you think about it now, haven't I? My place. Yeah. She'll know about you now, mate, because she's done the research into the podcast, and she might offer you... Hopefully, she'll just offer you the same deal.
Yeah.
Is there a referral bonus or something? You could tell her how much you pay in Sunderland for your dental hygienist there and insist she undercuts it. Go, look, I'm toying with getting my teeth cleaned while I'm in London because it works out logistically more convenient for me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need you to match your better Sunderland prices.
I'm thinking of getting my teeth done London style.
London style teeth. I'll tell her. Yeah. Oh, imagine how snobby they're going to think you are then when you get off the train in Sunderland. Look at him with his London
showing
teeth. His clean gums that have been all scraped out by state-of-the-art equipment.
By an immigrant.
Disgusting. Don't know who he thinks he is.
We wouldn't stand for that up here in the Brexit capital of the UK. Fucking hell. Right, shall we do some predictions?
Yeah.
For the weekend's football. We're a bit hamstrung, Sam.
Why?
Apparently there's a Premier League winter break on.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, West Ham are playing, but I think...
Well, yeah, there's a Premier League winter break on for some teams.
Yeah,
because there's still four matches on over the weekend. So I don't know how the winter break works, but
I think they break it up over 2 weeks.
Do they?
Yeah, so West Ham get a break next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Right, so there's only four matches on this weekend. We'll do them and we'll do Sunderland and Millwall, and that's your lot. So there's the random fixture generator blob has been put back in his box, his cage, and he's hibernating, really. You know, like on Blue Peter, he used to hibernate the tortoise every year.
He himself needs a winter break.
Yeah, exactly. He used to hibernate the tortoise on Blue Peter. Do you remember that? It was a special episode.
Yeah, I remember when it came back out dead one year.
Remember that?
That happened live on TV.
Yeah.
No wonder this generation is all riddled with anxiety and depression. Things like that going on the box when we were at a formative age.
Time to open up Tommy the Tortoise because it's February.
Oh, he's dead.
Here he goes. Oh, he's all gone and dead.
Yeah, no wonder Peter Purvis had to withdraw from public life.
Yeah, that's probably why. Quick, go to adverts. Oh, we haven't got adverts. It's BBC.
Fuck, it's the BBC.
Oh, shit.
Go to the potter's wheel.
Put that clip of the elephant having a piss again. Put that on.
While we sort this thing out. While we get this bastard binned.
While we get the replacement in. Put that clip of Nugsy climbing up that fucking tower.
Yeah.
What was it? Nelson's Column, wasn't it? Have you watched that recently?
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Go on.
Give us five minutes and I'll make a fucking new tortoise out of fucking papier-mâché and some yoghurt pots. The silly cunts at home won't know the difference.
Have you watched that clip of John Noakes climbing up Nelson's Column?
Not in a long time. I mean, I am familiar with it.
Are you afraid of heights in any way or anything like that? Do you have any fears?
Yeah, a bit, I suppose. Not
Jesus
massively.
Jesus fucking, do not watch it. It's just him going up there in his flared jeans and a jacket.
Yeah, but has he not got ropes and harnesses?
There's a bit of it, but not a lot.
I suppose it's the 70s.
It's pretty much just him climbing up Nelson's Column, up a ladder.
He was fucking mad, John Noakes, wasn't he?
Fucking, honestly, I'm not a squeamish man, but I watched it recently because they tweeted it again, and it's fucking terrifying.
See all these people they've got on TV now who think they're daring and adventurous, whether that's your... you know, the SASU tough enough bloke, forgotten his name, Ant Middleton.
Stupid,
bit of a posh name for an SAS bloke anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
bit of a shitty name. Named after an insect.
Yeah, exactly. The fucking weakest of all the animals, an ant. Why don't you name yourself after a fucking ape or a lion?
A lion, yeah. Lion Middleton.
Or you get the other ones who think they're a bit edgy and out there, like the dickheads off of Top Gear.
Yeah.
Like, fucking... Actually, I forgot to tell you, on the terrible day of Pharmacy Gate at this morning, because it was my experience on this morning was overtaken by the pharmacist, I forgot to tell you many other things that happened, one of which was, when I was in the green room, Richard Hammond, the hamster, came in.
Yeah.
And went, hi, where's my dressing room? And I was about to say, never mind your dressing room, dickhead. You're in here with the rest of us cunts. This is where the guests wait. Right, and he had his hair was all done in a bouffant style.
Yeah,
he had a colourful
fellow,
sort of,
wasn't he?
He had a colourful neckerchief on, and he also likes to wear sort of ethnic beads around his neck as well to suggest that he's not just a dreary suburban fucking golf club car obsessed dope.
Has he still got
that beard? He accessorises himself to suggest that he's actually got a spiritual side.
Has he still got that beard?
Yeah, he had the beard. So I've about given it, hey, hamster, fucking sit down here and have a fucking cup of tea, you dickhead. There's no fucking dressing rooms here. But before I could get the words out, a runner's just fucking leapt up and said, oh, yes, just this way, Richard.
Oh,
and he did have his own fucking dressing room separate to the rest of us, the cunt.
Fucking prick.
Yeah. But anyway, compare him to John Noakes. Do you know what I mean?
No comparison, is there?
Noakesy was like, there was no fucking... You wouldn't catch Noakesy punching a runner for not bringing him a hot dinner, like Clarkson did. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's exactly.
Like, Noakes is like, right, what should we do for the show this week? I know what I'll do. I'll climb up fucking Nelson's Column. Or it'll take a bit of a while to get that arranged. No, it fucking won't. Let's go there now.
They've got a ladder. I'll just get up with.
Grab a fucking rope and a ladder. We're going up.
I'm going to clean the White Cliffs of Dover today with my fucking arse. Let's go.
Fuck about.
Go
with
Noakes.
That was good as well, wasn't it?
What was that?
Go with Noakes.
Go with Noakes. Yeah, the sequel, wasn't it? After that was his solo project.
He quit. He got too big. He literally got too big for Blue Peter.
There was creative differences, wasn't there? Probably between him and Purvis.
He outgrew it.
Yeah.
So you think he was the Robbie Williams of the setup?
Very much so, yeah.
And Purvis was the Barlow.
Took the dog with him as well, didn't he? I'm taking the fucking dog.
I'm going, and I'll tell you something else at all. I'm taking fucking Shep.
Right? Read the small print.
And then, like, Biddy Baxter's like, you can't take Shep. That's property of the show. Hey, two words, small claims court.
Read the fucking small print, love.
All right, Biddy, let's have a little test, shall we? Shep. Come on, come to Noxie. Shep runs over. See? Doesn't go to fucking Biddy because you never fucking... When was the last time you fed the cunt? Never.
There you go. Possession's 9/10 of the law. Take the FN. So, John Noakes. Good times. I'll try and dig out that clip and tweet it because fucking hell, it is
Maybe we'll
just
deep dive going.
fuck, maybe we should. It's
that would be amazing. Deep dive going notes would be great.
I'm now looking to see if there's an episode on the YouTube, because if there is, we're doing it. Oh, with dogs.
Oh, there'll be loads of episodes, won't there?
You would think so.
Sort of
yes,
thing.
Go with Noakes, the red arrows.
Yeah, perfect one to start with.
Ah, lovely.
And I hope he does something like, I like it when they attempt to eat something whilst in a red arrows plane. That sort of thing I could imagine him doing. Do you know what I mean? I've brought my sandwiches with me, but let's see if I'm able to eat it.
There's someone where he does some kayaking as well. Yeah, we'll have a look at them at some point.
Jalapeño.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Jalapeño.
Where were we? Football predictions and that. First match. I'll go first if you like.
Yeah.
Everton versus Crystal Palace. I think this is going to be a comfortable Everton win. I think this is going to be 2-0. No problem for Everton. Slightly revitalised.
Pretty good prediction. I'm going to say 2-1.
Feel free to match it. What are you saying? 2-1.
2-1. I think Palace have often got something up their sleeve.
Yeah. Well, not this way.
They're no mugs, Palace. That's the thing about them. That's what's frustrating about West Ham's relegation battle is I look at the other teams and I think they've all got something. They've all got a manager or something who's capable of pulling off results. Like Hodgson's teams never just get turned over.
They don't get relegated, do they? Hodgson's teams, very rarely. Right, Brighton versus Watford, which is the kind of Walter the Softy versus the Dennis the Menace of the Premier League.
I think Watford are going to win that. I think it's going to be Brighton 0, Watford 1.
I think it'll be 3-1 to Watford.
Wow.
How about that? Onwards, Sheffield United versus Bournemouth. I'll go first here.
Yeah.
Sheffield United become my favourite team in the Premier League.
What?
Yeah.
Fucking
it's done pretty.
Team.
They've overachieved and they play in red and white stripes. It reminds me of Sunderland's efforts in 2000 and 2001.
That's so stupid to support
Why?
A team.
Why is it
because
stupid?
They've got the same colours as you. You don't see me going around liking Villa. In fact, if anything, I hate the teams who've got the same colours as West Ham because I think, fuck off, get your own colours, dickheads.
Yeah, but they're not in my league. They're in a different league, so I'm allowed to like them. Plus, as well, overlapping centre backs.
Claret and blue, cunts. Get your own kit.
Overlapping centre backs. There. Chris Wilder's gone.
That's hipster bullshit.
It's not even hipster bullshit. He's just gone, what can I do? Let's fucking, I don't know, what can I do to give us an advantage? Fucking send the centre backs up. Go on, get up there.
Yeah.
It's not a hipster bollocks at all. It's come from nowhere.
If Graham Potter had overlapping centre backs, you'd be spitting feathers.
Yeah, because he'd have got it from somewhere else. It'd have come from one of the prescribed texts of the hipster
football
community.
You like
Chris
Wilder because he's a gruff northerner.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Yeah.
So there you are. Anyway, 3-0 Sheffield United. I'm going to backtrack and go 2-0. I got carried away there. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say 2-0, but fine. Yeah, 2-0 Sheffield
2-0
United.
Say 2-0.
2-0. Done it.
Right. 2-0 then. Fine. There we go. Onwards. Manchester City versus West Ham United.
Well, I always predict West Ham to win, but on this occasion, they've broken me, and I'm going to say 3-0 City.
Fucking hell. 3-0 City. 2-0.
You know, what I'm really trying to do is trick the cosmos, because every time I predict West Ham to win, we lose. So I'm trying to flip things around on the cosmos. See what you make of this, dickhead.
We've had dealings with the cosmos as well, haven't we, this week?
Yeah. A lot.
on to Sunderland versus Ipswich. Is it me to go first this time? I think it is, isn't it? Fuck, this is a tough one. God, I think it's going to be 1-1.
Sunderland Ipswich.
Can't see us winning this one.
1-0 to Sunderland.
We've sort of gone a bit shit again the last three games. We've only scored that once in the last three matches. A bit worrying.
Yeah, you'll probably be Parkinson out again, won't you?
Give it a couple of weeks. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been here for 4 months and we're basically no further forward than we were when he took over.
Oh, my God. Okay, right, I see.
You know.
Yeah.
Millwall versus West Brom.
Oh, massive. Millwall 0, West Brom 2.
It's on the telly as well, this one, on Sunday. Millwall, West Brom, I think it'll be... I'm going to go 1-1.
Bloody love West Brom.
Yeah, 1-1. You bloody love West Brom. They're your favourite team. Because they've got West in the name.
No, because they've got Bilic is the manager. Julian Dix, my all-time favourite player, the assistant manager.
Yeah.
And their best player is Grady Diangana, who belongs to West Ham. He's on loan.
Fair enough. We had some, speaking of the Cosmos, we were talking about the Cosmos the other day when we were in Leeds, weren't we? The Blue Tones kept coming Cosmos up in slight chat. Return. Right, well, a good pal of mine, Richard Easterbrook, who's a listener as well, he messaged me a couple of days ago and he said, last night I picked up the guitar and began idly strumming away until I happened upon the D chord. Fuck, I wouldn't know what that means, but there you go. Which I absent-mindedly kept coming back to. He's painting himself as a little bit of a Richard Hammond character.
Yeah, he is,
here,
isn't he?
Isn't he, Rich? Just idly barefooted. Strumming away.
I was barefooted, smoking a joint up in my attic.
Yeah.
Just strumming.
I kept coming back to the D chord. Something was telling me something.
Yeah.
It was like Cosmos was getting me to play the D.
I was dreamscaping on the old guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, he says, I realised this was the opening chord to Slight Return by the Blue Tones.
No.
I worked out the rest of the chords and played it, having not heard it or even thought about the Blue Tones for ages.
He probably listened to Top Flight Time Machine.
No, final sentence. He says, this was before I listened to the most recent TFTM from Leeds.
Fucking hell. Ooh. You know what? You know the fellas from the Blue Tones. I think the next step is we get in touch, tell them what's been going on and ask for them to show us the way, tell us what we need to do.
Mm, they'll probably just try and get us to go to one of their gigs.
Here's a Cosmos thing, but you have to take a leap of faith and believe what I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in Leeds. Was it Leeds? Or was it Nottingham?
Nottingham.
Might have been Nottingham. And
it's all a blur, isn't it?
Yeah, it was Nottingham, right? And there was an 80s soul track playing after the show out in the main bit. And I was enjoying listening to it. I can't remember what one it was. And it popped into my head the time ages ago before we did this podcast, when you wrote on Twitter about Shaka Khan's I Feel For You, and Shaka Khan liked it or retweeted it.
Shaka Khan
retweeted it. You were like, oh, Shaka Khan. Come on, rock me, Shaka Khan. Right. And I remember seeing you around that time going, God, this is like the best thing ever. You might as well just stop Twitter. I mean, Shaka Khan's retweeted you. It's incredible. Yeah. And while this song came on, that story came into my head, but we were talking about something else, and I nearly said to you, oh, Andy, do you remember that time when Shaka Khan retweeted you? And then I got distracted, and we started talking about something else. But then I just had it in my head, right? I feel for you. Now, remember we walked home up the hill in Nottingham, and you stopped at the Travelodge, and I carried on up the hill.
Yeah.
About a minute after I'd left you, a bus pulled up next to me, and a drunken man got off the bus, right. And he was the only other man around, right? Because it was quite late. He got off, right? And as he got off, he walks towards me, and I thought, oh, here we go, some nutter. And he's singing, because he's drunk, and he's singing, baby, baby, when I look at you, I get a warm seat. Except he's not singing it as nicely as I just did. He's singing, I feel for you. I thought, this is like something out of a movie like It's a Wonderful Life, because there is always like a drunk or a homeless person who turns out to be someone
in possession of a higher truth.
Yeah, Very often it's God or Jesus turns out to be a tramp and they teach you a lesson because you've ignored them on the street because you think they're nothing. And then they go, well, actually, dickhead, I was John God all along. So hopefully you've learned an important lesson not to judge a book by its cover, right? Anyway, that's fucking weird, isn't it? I mean, I appreciate that in order to really understand how good this story is, you have to accept that I had a thought in my head that I didn't say out loud. But I'm just telling you it's the truth.
Yeah. Well, can I just say, all of the cosmos has been screaming at us all week then, hasn't it?
Mm.
And ever since we started talking about John God in Sunday's Monday episode.
This is how do we interpret it? Do we either interpret this as John God saying, hey, I've heard you, cunts. I've heard your God material, right? I listen to all the podcasts. Of course I do. I'm God. I keep up with all of them. Thing about me is, right, even though there's a huge amount now, I am able to listen to about 1,000 simultaneously.
Because I'm God.
The God of pod. That's what that in some cultures, they refer to me as the man with 1,000 ears. Right.
I think it's India, where I'm actually an elephant.
Yeah. Anyway, I've heard what you said on the latest edition of Top Light Time Sheet, and it's not fucking funny, so pack it in, right? I'm going to send you a load of cosmic messages, and be in no doubt that the subtext, the thinly fucking veiled subtext of those messages is pack it in, it's not funny, right? Or is he saying, lads, I've heard some of the God stuff you did. It was fucking funny.
I loved it.
Keep going. Here you are.
Have yourself a bit of fucking cosmic coincidence.
This is a little treat for you.
like throwing a bone for a dog.
I've laid on a few things. A lot of it's to do with the blue tones. There's a little bit of Shaka Khan
A dash of Shaka Khan
and then Andy's also going to come up trumps in the charity shop.
Yes. Because it was that on Twitter. I got the 7-inch single of the 1986 World Cup theme for ITV, Aztec Gold. Oh, and the story of Star Wars on
that
LP.
That was courtesy of John God.
I only bought the Star Wars one because of it. Because of what it is. When I got the record out to have a look at it, it is absolutely fucked.
Oh, right.
Unplayable.
Well, so when you went up to pay at the charity shop counter, was it like it looked like just an old woman covered in like rags? But then when she said, will there be anything else, sir? She briefly glanced up at you and you caught a brief glimpse and it wasn't an old woman. It was an old man with a long white beard
and his
eyes sparkled and he winked at you and it made a noise. Ding! And he went, anything else for you, sir?
Yeah.
And you thought, John God? And then when you look back, he'd gone.
He wouldn't appear like that, though, in that form, would he? It was in the shop. It was two old women, and one of them was talking about a mammogram that she'd had recently, and how she hadn't had any results back, and she was wondering what the results were. And
I thought you meant a mammogram, which is like when you send someone dressed up as an old man round for someone's birthday to surprise them.
No, that's a very different thing.
And then you knock on the door, and someone's dressed up as your mam, and they do a dance and sing your birthday and give you a kiss.
That's a nice side hustle you could develop, but no,
yeah,
not that.
Mammograms.
And it's particularly
good for anyone whose mum has passed away because it's a little reminder on their birthday. You know, we research it, what your mum looked like, and we dress an actress up as her and send her around to surprise you on your birthday. It's a mammogram.
That's like that story, do you remember a while ago there was, I think it was a hotel, it might have been in Bali or somewhere like that, and a couple had gone there because their son had died when they were there the year before.
Right.
And the hotel recreated some kind of dummy to look like their dead child and left it on the bed of the hotel room. Yeah. Fuck!
That's really misjudged, isn't it?
It's bad customer service, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
hey,
it reminds
we've laid
me
on
that.
Something special for you too. Because you're we love returning customers.
We know that it didn't work out too well for you last time you were here, so we've tried to put something a bit special on. Ta-da!
We appreciate you giving us a second chance, right, after last year's disaster, which, let's be honest, it was.
No, there's no two. Let's dress this up and make it into something it isn't. It was a nightmare for all of us.
It was a terrible holiday. Talk about holidays from hell.
it were just as bad for us as it was for you, probably, because, you know, we've had to live with it as well and had think about
live
it.
With the reviews on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
Fucking gone to shit. Andy, I've got a surprise on this episode, something you and the Canters might have forgotten about.
All right, yeah.
Last week I made mention of the novel I was going to write, the Choose Your Own Adventure novel.
Yes.
I did a poll for what the subject of the novel should be. And by a landslide, it was Bonnie and Clyde set in space.
Yeah, slash I'd have gone with that, to be fair.
Slash the future, right?
Yeah.
It won by a long margin. I've got the opening passages for it. And then I haven't written, but I'll make up off the top of my head the choice of what happens next.
Okay.
Or I tell you what, why don't I say one happens next and you say another?
Okay.
Just make one up and then we'll leave it over to the cunters.
Let's have it.
Okay. Right, this is set in the future, right, in space. Bear that in mind.
Okay.
It was a blazing hot January morning, typical of the season.
Good. See? Twist. Yeah.
Future. Straight so away.
It's either in the future or in Australia.
Straight away, I've made you think, right?
Yeah.
It could be in Australia. All right, whatever. It was a blazing hot January morning, typical of the season. Officer K1YD3. If you write that all down, it looks like Clyde. But anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Officer K1YD3 woke suddenly, as if from a terrible dream. But that was impossible. Cyborgs like him couldn't dream. His mind was just circuit boards and wires, crudely soldered together by whichever government technician made him long ago in the slave mines of Josie Altidor 12. It's the name of a planet. And yet his system buzzed and whirred with a vision of a human female. Tall, blonde, with eyes as deep and green as the reservoirs on the Hydra planet Babylon 5. Spaceman, I always wanted you to go into space, man. Her words echoed inside of his memory drive. What was it she had said? I want to go to space, man, and I want to rob space banks with you. Help me, K1YD3, you're my only hope. Could she have been real? She certainly had a name, and her name was Bonnie. That's as far as I've got. Now,
what happens next then?
All right. Bonnie turns up in his rig. And she's naked and up for sex with a cyborg. That's my one. What's your one?
Oh, fuck, I was going to say that as well. He is taken away by some space cops for questioning because they pick up the fact that he's had a dream when he's not supposed to.
Oh, yeah, that's better, to be honest. Okay.
So there we are.
We'll put that on Twitter for a Twitter poll and I'll update it at some point in the future or won't. Just depends.
Yeah, whatever. We haven't had time to talk about the secret thing we did yesterday, so we'll save that for next week.
It's quite nice to keep it a secret, isn't it?
Yeah. That's it for this one. If you're IFS, we'll be back with an Owen Odyssey that we didn't get round to earlier in the week. We'll do that for tomorrow at TTFN, dickheads.
TTFN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.